Bible is a very special book, and in its pages, if you'll look, God will tell you how the universe began, from the earth and sun to the very first man. God is infinite, but what does that mean? No one is bigger, he's always been. The Bible begins with a simple fact: God's always existed, and that is that. Because God's all-powerful, he just had to speak. In space and earth form, wow, wasn't that neat? Then God spoke and said, let there be light. He separated the dark, the first day and night. In 6 days God created with the earth on day one. He said it was good once he was done. Then on day two God was preparing the sky so the earth could be watered and birds could fly. Now on day three he made the dry land. He created the plants. My, they were grand. And on the fourth day God created the sun and the stars and the moon. Four day was done. The fifth day was different. He made all those that flew, pterodactyls and bats and the parrot kind too. The sky was now teeming, it was so alive, with creatures that soared while others did die. But that's not all that God did on this day. Let the sea teem with creatures, our God did say. There were fish and dolphins and so much more. From sardines to whales and the plesiosaur. Now on day six, God's word did command. Then there were creatures all over the land. Monkeys and hippos and each dinosaur. Now they were everywhere, animals galore. But God didn't stop there, he had a plan. He used up some dust to make the first man. He was made in God's image, he was one of a kind. There were none that were like him, none he could find. With monkeys and apes, Adam still was alone. So God put him to sleep and took a rib bone. He made the first woman, Adam's wife was she. A man and a woman, that's what marriage should be. God told all his creatures only plants they would eat. They were all vegetarian, they didn't eat meat. But that all did change involving a tree. It was the saddest day in all history. God didn't make Adam or Eve like a puppet. They could think for themselves, not like a Muppet. Obey God or die, don't eat from that tree. But Adam did eat. Now death there would be. Adam made from that tree, and that is called sin. This is the reason for the mess we're all in. Because we're all children of the first human couple. Now every one of us would be in deep trouble. Because we're all sinners, we all now do die. We couldn't live with God as hard as we'd try. But God did something only he would do, made a way of salvation for me and for you. Adam and Eve had a family that grew. They had lots of children, lots more than a few. After 1500 years or so, rebellion had hit an all-time new low. Only Noah and his family loved God like they should. So God told Noah, build an ark made of wood. A global flood's coming is soon what you'll find. The ark's for your family and each land animal kind. The ark door was open, it's still not too late. As Noah warned people that drowning's their fate. But no one else entered before the great flood. So God shut the door with a terrible thud. If the flood really happened now, what would you see? Billions of dead things is what there would be. The fossils remind us that God judges sin, but provided an ark for all who'd go in. 4,500 years ago, the waters of the flood did flow. That's why fossil ages aren't so great. 4,500 years, that's their age date. Noah watched dinosaurs, elephants, and cats, along with giraffes and, yes, the wombats, come off the ark so they could give birth, so once again the animals would fill up the earth. Noah's family of eight were all that survived, so the human race, it could now be revived. Their family grew large, but it didn't take long. The people again did something so wrong. They built a great tower, but what was so bad? They worshiped the heavens. Now that was sad. So God once again judged their terrible sin. Using their language was an awful din. People were scattered to all different lands. Their rebellion was dealt with by God's powerful hand. That's how people groups all came to be, whether Indian or Eskimo or Aborigine. Four thousand years after it all began, the Son of God became a man. He died on a cross for you and for me, to pay for our sin. Remember that tree. Jesus, God's Son, rose up from the grave, paying sin's penalty so he can save all those who want to freely receive the gift of salvation to all who believe. Jesus, he's a door we must enter in, or you can't go to heaven because of your sin. So go through the doorway, don't suffer the fate. Like the people in Noah's day, they were too late.